What up, witches, and welcome to the award-winning Witchin' and Bitchin' the podcast. I'm your host, Darren.
And I'm Vicky. And of course, I'm really, 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 really well. And how are you?
Well, aside from the fact that I've been laughing for the last half hour off camera at Vicky's rather Morticia Adams look today.
I chose the wrong day and wrong time to try some new makeup. And this is better. This is better than what it was. It was more pale before.
And in the meantime, I'm like rocking platinum blonde hair and sun-kissed glow all over every facet of my body. So I'm looking like Malibu Barbie's boyfriend. Yep, Malibu Ken.
And I look like Morticia. Yep. All good. See, I like that anyway. See, I match your hair now.
Your face matches my hair. Yeah. Oh my God, our viewers and listeners are going to be like, what the hell have they smoked today?
Well, we just went on a little tangent, but we're just excited. Why are we excited?
Well, because we won our first award. Yeah! Do you like how I just casually slid in there? Welcome to the award-winning Witchin' and Bitchin' the podcast.
I did. I liked how you just dropped those little bits there.
Yeah. So what was the award, Vicky?
In all seriousness, we did. And it is still super exciting. But we won at the first annual Paranormal Podcast Awards. And we won it for the best spirituality podcast.
The best spiritualism podcast.
You know what I'm like with words.
Spiritualism.
It doesn't work, that stuff. And it was, but it was presented by Paranormality magazine or Paranormality Media, which was so exciting. And we won.
Yeah, it was honestly like we were not expecting it in the slightest. So most of our listener base are actually listening to us on places like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Breaker and all those other places and Anchor. Oh, on that note, actually, so this will be the first ever mini-sode, not a full episode, just a little one that will be featuring on Spotify Video.
Yes, the brand new platform.
So this will be the very first one that's going on there. So if you're listening to us and you have Spotify, why not go check us out on Spotify Video?
You can do the video. So you can do both at the same time. You can hear us and you can see us, and it's still all through Spotify.
But please do not do that if driving a vehicle.
No, please don't do that at all.
I mean, I know you want to look at these gorgeous faces.
Like, I know, right? Who wouldn't? Really award-winning faces.
Yeah, award-winning faces. Oh, wow. We are seriously. Yep.
Tangents.
Full moon. Yes, right. Because we're actually recording and posting this on the day after the full moon, because the official full moon was last night. Yep. So it's after the Aries full moon. So hence us getting our creativity on. We're also in Halloween season, so it makes sense that I'm rocking the Malibu Barbie, Malibu Ken, and that you're doing Morticia.
Which one? Does it really matter?
I was almost tempted to introduce myself as I'm your host, Malibu Ken, just to see, but I knew you would never be able to get out the intro.
No, I wouldn't. That would be the end of me. That would be the end of the episode. It would just be me laughing for the rest of the time.
But, okay, reining it in.
Bringing it back with our big tangent there. Yeah, no. Coming so back to it.
Yeah, so we do honestly want to say thank you. That's what I was saying. Whilst many of you listen to us on all these platforms, we also do feature on Paranormality Podcast, which is a website that's dedicated to a whole heap of podcasts that are about like UFOs, paranormal activity, unexplained
mythology things.
Yeah, you name it, they've got it in there. So if you are listening to us and you're looking for a new podcast, why not go to Paranormality Media or ParanormalityRadio.com, and then you can see all the categories they have and just check them out. And I mean, while you're there, if you want to drop us a vote,
you can check on us
for the best podcast of the month. Every month they do a like best podcast list. And so, I mean, if you want to just chuck us a vote in there, you can.
It's all good.
I won't stop you.
No, that's right. But in all seriousness, there's so many great podcasts and everything on there. So it's wonderful.
It's actually, and you know what that's done is that by having this opportunity or by being given this opportunity, I've actually now started going through and having a look at who else won. And now I'm going back and listening to their podcast to hear what they're about. And there's some actually really cool podcasts out there that I didn't even know existed.
No, that's it. I had no idea half of them were there. And it's such a great, because it's just that kind of genre or that kind of area. It's so sort of niche that you know that there's lots there that are going to be super interesting and have lots of stuff there.
So and on that, I was going to say, and on that note, if anyone has now started joining us because you've now seen that we won the award, welcome.
Yeah. We are
the fun kind of crazy, not the kill you in your sleep kind of crazy. I promise. That's it.
Fun crazy.
Yeah. Whilst talking about awards.
True, but maybe before we do that, we should say also, in all seriousness, we are super, 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 super thankful for everybody that voted for us and everybody that's listened to us, supported us, everything over this past year to have this podcast. Because I mean, we created it for you and it was some fun and it's just been amazing to be on this journey and to get to do it with you.
Yay. I mean, it's been all right.
Fine. I love it enough for the both of us.
No. I'm joking.
Says the Gemini.
Wow. Look, you're getting in touch with your feels.
Having human emotions.
Considering you look dead.
I know.
I'm not going to stop. This is too much fun.
It's just going to keep going. Oh, next time I try a new makeup, try it out a few times before you jump on the podcast.
Especially when you've got someone as shady as me coming for you.
I know, right?
No. In all seriousness, no. No, it's good that you're feeling your human emotions for a change. So we honestly are very, very grateful. So we're so thankful for all of you, everyone who's all of our guests that have appeared on the show over the last 12 months. And all the ones who are booked in the future, and the guests that we don't even know about yet.
That's it, that are soon to come.
Yeah. in all honesty, we created this platform as a way of, it's not about us, it never has been, never will be about us. No. Whilst we do kind of share and impart our experience and knowledge onto you guys, it's not. We never claim to be Wikipedia or Witchipedia or any of that.
Mm-mm.
We just wanted to give a platform
and create
a platform where we can like just talk about things and from our own experience and just share it with you all. And basically create a podcast of like the type of podcast that I wish I could listen to.
Yeah. That's it. Like having something like it's where we were all kind of just sitting around, almost like we're all sitting around in a lounge room somewhere, having a witchy chat about all things witchy and woo-woo.
Bit of witching, bit of bitching. Yeah.
Bit of both.
But we always,
and a bit of tangents.
Oh, yeah. We love tangents. But that's exactly like when you're sitting there with your friends and you're trying to talk about something, you end up going on all these tangents. It's not like
you go everywhere.
Yeah. The one thing I hate is really, because I have heard some podcasts that are so stuffy and like just so fixated on like their agenda and it's like so edited, like the house down. And I'm just like, no. I realized what I was about to say.
Well done, good filtering.
I was about to say I like it raw. As a gay man, that means something completely different, but I'm talking about a podcast. I like it raw and unedited, which is why we are just as crazy on this podcast. As like, if anyone is in our Facebook group, you would have seen, like I posted some blooper videos this morning. And that just shows like how kooky and crazy we are off camera, on and off camera.
It's all the same.
Our relationship on camera is the same off camera, if not worse.
It is.
Worse, better.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's it. Just maybe a bit higher.
Although.
Up a little bit.
We do have to set ourselves a goal.
Oh, okay. Do we?
I'm being really serious. No. This is one that I'm not letting you not achieve it.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is operation. Let us fucking meet for once and all.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, yes.
On that note, happy Freedom Day, everyone in Melbourne.
I was about to say, yay. We're one step closer.
So I saw somewhere that we have spent 200 and hang on, let me quickly check. Oof. I think it was like 260 something days.
I was going to say it'd be 60 something because that was 61 or something was the record before.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it was 261 days or something thereabouts. Hang on. Let me just quickly check. Someone did a post. Ah.
But at least now with that, borders will start to open.
Okay, so here we go, 262 days of actual official hard lockdown, but I haven't worked in the gym for over, by the time we open, it would have been 369 days of not working.
That's ridiculous.
That's the longest I haven't worked since I was unemployed.
I was about to say.
Probably like 18 or 17 years old.
I'm still being employed. It's so weird. So, so weird.
But anyway, tangents. Bring it back in.
Again. Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's why we thought like I'd post something really random and crazy because I'm like, and that's why I decided to rock my platinum hair because
why
I'm like,
not?
I am free, free as that's a bird. It.
Be your best self. Be your best self. You know, we're all about that.
Apparently, mine is tanned, blonde, and buff.
Nothing wrong with that.
And Vicky's is ghostly white.
Pretty much. And black, wearing black clothes.
The funniest thing, the funniest thing is when she's like, oh, let me just go throw a blanket. There's too much sunshine. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
I know. Well, I was reflecting.
So.
Yes, again, let's bring it back.
Yes. Moving on from
so
here.
We have another news
announcement. Yes. So we've talked about, we've thanked you all for those who voted for us, Paranormality Podcast Awards. We also spoke about the fact that we're coming now onto
Spotify video.
Thank you. Yes. Also to talk about our Facebook group. If you haven't heard it in the last episode, we talked about it. Just look up Witch and Bitch in the Podcast Facebook group. You can join it.
Jump in.
Create a conversation. Like we're often posting random shit in there. that is shit. Don't look for anything good content. Random shit.
Great way for everybody to kind of interact and get to know each other a little better and post things up.
Absolutely. But then in other news, you have another task to do, listeners and viewers.
You do.
I need you to. We're going to stick the link in the description above or below, depending on which platform you're looking at.
Wherever you are.
Looking or listening to us.
Yeah, at whichever
us,
one.
Whatever, us. That thing, verbiage.
That's the one.
I can't so England the, today.
No. No, no, no.
Wherever you're insert verbing us here. anyway, my brain is thinking in Serbian.
Oh yeah, see I knew exactly where you were going because you're knowing about verbs and all of this and conjugating.
Yes. But anyway, so we need you to click on the link and we have three categories that we need you to vote for us at the upcoming annual Witchies. So the Witchies are organized by the Witches Sabbat. So presented by the Witches Sabbat, which is an annual event hosted by I've just gone blank. The Witches Sabbat, it's hosted by, I can't remember the name of their school, university.
It's a university. Yes, it is.
I've gone blank.
The hosts and founders and creators are Devin Hunter and Laura.
Tempest Zakharov. It's so presented by the Modern Witch and it's something university. Who's going to Google it quicker?
Oh, probably you.
I'm a little
It was presented by the Modern Witch. It's presented by the Modern Witch. And then it's also, along with other ones, is the Modern Witch University.
Thank you. Modern Witch University. That's what it's
yes.
I got the Modern Witch and I got something university.
We got so excited. We forgot to get all the details.
We did. So we're going to stick the link and we want you to click on it. And then Vicky, so what categories have we been nominated in?
It's super exciting. We're actually nominated in three categories. So the first one is Outstanding New Podcast of the Year.
And for that one, you need to find Witchin and Bitchin the podcast in the list.
Yep. And then the second one is Exceptional Podcast Episode of the Year.
And for that one, it's episode 34 or 35. Hang on. You'll see it will say episode, Witchin and Bitchin the podcast, episode number that interview with Christopher Penzack.
Yeah.
That's the one that we've been nominated for.
And then the third category that we've been nominated is Outstanding New Voice of the Year. So that's under our name.
That one seriously blew me away.
Yeah, we were not expecting that at all.
Like literally when I read that, do you know where my brain went?
I don't know.
I felt like we've just walked out onto the stage. All the chairs that have their backs to us.
Oh.
As in like the
I know where you're going.
The witchy ancestors are there. We picked up that microphone. You said, what up, witches? Welcome to Witch in the Bitch in the Podcast. And they went bang, 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 bang. And they all turned around and said, I want you.
We want you. So, we want you.
Most outstanding voice of.
I love it. I love how your brain works.
So who would be sitting on those chairs, do you think?
Oh.
And I know who's sitting on those chairs. It's actually Devin Hunter, Laura Deborah. I was going to say,
the people who have it's organized likely to it. Be,
I'm pretty sure,
Storm Fairy Wolf. He's in
there
as well.
And Matt Oren, yep. So it's basically the...
They're kind of the main present, not main presenters, but hosts.
Main hosts, yeah. Of the entire Witcher Sabbath. So
yeah.
I dare say that they will be... I mean, obviously, you guys will be voting.
Yeah.
Not them. It's the audience vote. So please go on, click the link, vote for us, three categories.
It is. And check it out while you're there as well, because the Witcher Summit, it's a, I guess, like a conference kind of thing. And it
online
has lots,
conference, yeah.
Yeah, online conference with a lot of different workshops and presenters, which are really fascinating. They've got some great lineup. It goes over a whole weekend.
Yeah. So we'll be going again. I went last year, but this year Vic and I will both be attending at the Witcher Sabbath. And I've been talking to Devin, and I'm trying to organize to have him on the show, because we've had Storm, we've had Laura Temple-Sakharov. Now we're in the, well, we will, we are working on it. We will get Devin on this show. Devin, if you're Devin.
This is the thing, isn't it?
Devin, if you're listening, thank you for taking the time to come on our show. We'll contact him probably after the Witcher Sabbath is over.
Yeah, because he'll be super busy. And it'll be a lot of organizing. And then you'll also need a bit of downtime afterwards as well.
So. And then in the future, we will be bringing Matt Oren on the show, because I know that he's working on his next book. So,
which is really exciting.
Mm. So lots of new people coming this year.
We do. Watch this space. So we wanted to share our exciting news with everybody. Yeah.
And the randomness that is us and the conversations that we have.
Of course.
Raw, unedited, unfiltered.
Just us. Just us.
But on that note, we hope you all have an amazing rest of your full moon experience.
Yes.
I apologize to anyone who has been on the receiving end of any Aries infused aggression this full moon.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a batten down the hatches kind of moon.
For me, it hasn't. I've actually been getting so creative.
Have you?
Like, I'm literally just like grabbing the ram by its horns. Oh, that was not intended.
Yep.
That was not intended. But yeah, grabbing the ram by its horns and like No, it wasn't. That was actually accidental. Grab the ram by its horns and just going with it. And like, I've been just living my best life with creativity and all that kind of stuff.
You've been super busy the last couple of days. See, whereas I've been an emotional wreck. This Gemini person.
Okay.
Human emotions.
I think we need to bring back the other famous Gemini that we spoke to last year.
Yes, we do. We do. Tell me about this.
We can ask him, what's going on with Geminis? Why are they all of a sudden feeling things?
Why am I feeling things? What is this?
What cosmic thing has caused this thing to happen? Well, because isn't it most of the planets have gone direct now?
I think. Oh, I don't know.
Mercury's not in retrograde anymore. So
yeah, that's done.
Note to Mercury's everybody, done. You can stop blaming Mercury because it's not fucking Mercury. You're just a douchebag. You're just an asshole.
There's so many cool memes are going around with all of that. I actually think if they're not all direct, they're very soon to be all of them, because there were so many planets all at
seven,
the same time.
Seven at once. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Mercury, Venus, not Earth. It was like Mercury, Venus, Mars,
in trouble there.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. I'm pretty sure all of them were going backwards. And now they're starting to
go back.
Quite that fast, but you know what I mean. Anyways, another tangent.
All right.
I think I should just say...
I was going to say, if we had a director or a producer or something, they'd be no. Stop.
On that note, have an amazing weekend, everybody. Happy Freedom Day to everyone in Melbourne. Go outside, have some fun. I know I will be. I've already planned it. This Sunday, I'm going out. I'm going in my group of 10. I'm going to get on the drink.
Beautiful.
It makes me sound like I'm an alcoholic. I'm really not. But I am going to get on the drink, and I'm just going to live my best life for that 2 hours that I'm allowed out.
Yeah, and get to socialize. Yeah. Socialize and be around other people, which is beautiful.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Bye, everyone. Bye.